Hi guys, thank you for listening to my very first podcast. Forgive me ahead of time for the kind of off lighting and mediocre audio. Hopefully you guys enjoy it and have a good time watching. All right, welcome to the Food for Thought podcast, where we'll talk about food, BS, and whatever else comes to mind. I'm with my wonderful wife, Courtney, and let's get started. So, Oreos. Best way to eat Oreos. To you.
Oh, I'm actually supposed to talk.
We're talking to each other. That's the point.
Oh. Well, I mean, you're supposed to just dunk it. Unlike our son, who's a savage and just opens the cookie and eats it icy on the inside.
Oh yeah, I know our son. He'll just eat the cream filling out of the cookie and leave it be otherwise. So, do you just dunk the whole cookie? Do you take the cookie apart and let the cream out? Because personally,
you literally dunk the whole cookie and get your fingers wet.
I mean, the first couple, I don't even dunk in milk. I'll just take the cookies off, like take the cookies apart, like the icing, and then eat the cookies afterwards. And then after that, it's just solid cookie dough there after that.
No.
Alright, how do they rate on the scale of snack cookies compared to like Chips Ahoy? Oreos or Chips Ahoy, what's better?
Do I have milk?
Yes, you have milk in both situations.
Is it hot or cold outside?
It's hot outside, I guess, and you're inside.
And Oreos.
Alright,
Chocolate chip cookies are more for winter, you know, Santa Claus. You leave out milk and cookies.
Alright, what about Nutter Butters?
I'll eat those all day long.
Nutter Butters versus Oreos.
Nutter Butters.
Oreos all day.
Mm-mm.
I used to be a Nutter Butter person, and Nutter Butters just kind of fell on the wayside for me.
Go lay down. Mama. Go lay down, babe.
Trevor, it's time for bed. Well, here's how I rate Oreos. Oreos, Chips Ahoy, and then Nutter Butter, right below that. Would I advise Oreos? Definitely. If you're in the mood for a nice quick little cookie. Alright, what's the most recent thing you've cooked that you thought was really good?
My meatloaf.
What do you put in your meatloaf? Ingredients, obviously meat.
Meat, breadcrumbs, garlic powder, basil, minced onions. I think that's it. And then I stuff it with mozzarella.
You just speak up a little bit. Trevor, go lay down. Alright, well. See, what did I make recently? I made those spaghetti meatballs, but you didn't get to try my homemade meatballs.
Those... I didn't want your balls.
Thanks. You're my wife and you didn't want my balls.
I didn't want your meatballs.
Oh, that's not what you said the first time.
No, I was talking about the meatballs.
I was really wanting to try those meatballs, though, just because, like, they actually turned out really good. Like, I did the meat, like, for like every pound of meat when I make, like, meatloaf or meatballs or whatever, or burgers, every pound of meat, it's like half a cup of breadcrumbs and, like, one egg. Like, you mix it in there and, like, whatever spices. I want to do. So it's usually like salt and pepper, Montreal steak seasoning, a little bit of cayenne pepper. Why are you making those faces?
I'm trying to not laugh.
No, but then off to the side, add in the like breadcrumbs and flour, make the meatballs, roll it in the flour and breadcrumbs, and then cook it in a little bit of like oil or vegetable oil, like sear it on two sides and just kind of fry it like that, and then that's how it turned out, but you never really got to try them, so. Let's see. Besides that, I made the buffalo chicken dip recently. How would you rate that on a scale of 1 to 10, my buffalo chicken dip?
Solid 7. I've never eaten any other buffalo chicken dip.
You've never had any of the store-brand ones?
Not that I know of.
I mean, I've seen them, but I've never bought them. I've always had it, like, homemade, like, by other people.
I've only ever eaten yours. It's good, I just don't do hot.
I mean, what? For anyone listening, obviously you can't see, so I couldn't even show you if I wanted to. Like 3 cans of canned chicken usually. Mexican or Fiesta cheese, shredded. 1 pack of bacon. 3 spoonfuls of cream cheese. 1 cup of ranch dressing, usually buttermilk ranch or bacon ranch. Then mix equal parts Cholula, Sriracha, and Frank's Red Hot. Those are usually the 3 hot sauces that I use. And then mix it all together, bake it for about like 10 minutes. And once it starts bubbling, pull it out of the oven, throw some cheese on top for a few more minutes, and then pull it out and enjoy. Alright. Do you have any funny stories in your life working of anyone that either quit, they were laid off, or they were fired? And it was like hilarious how it happened.
Nope.
Like no one just outright quit and said, oh, shit, I'm out, or just anything funny, like no one did anything funny to quit.
I mean, we all joke about quitting and wanting to quit. I'm an EMT, so all of us want to quit on a regular basis, but
I mean, that was the same
we also
thing.
Love what we do, so we don't.
I mean, that was the same thing in the military. However, as cops in the military, you can't say I quit, because you could end up in jail pretty much, according to the UCMJ. And going to federal prison over that is not good. Military service is basically legal servitude at that point. Not slavery, just forced servitude. And you can't get out of. I mean, one of my funny... I was laid off from my most recent job, you know that, but I never quit a job in a funny way. I don't remember really anyone doing any funny stories, but one of my funny stories is how I got fired. Did I ever tell you how I got fired from McDonald's or my grocery store job back in Minnesota?
I think so.
Well, McDonald's, I was fired for... Well, backstory. I don't remember how long I was working there. I think it was maybe around my 6-month mark before I got fired. But I was working there for about 6 months, and we had like 2 buses of like softball players from like a local game. The store was like pretty much flooded. And I'm like one of the only 2 people working the register at that point. So I'm like trying to keep stuff organized. Like I have to put a tray out for every single person that comes to the register. I'm trying to make room on the counter and do all this stuff, happy meals, do all that. Put the toys in, get people's food out, put it in the right spot. And I was running out of room to like stuff like the Happy Meal toys, so I could place them in the boxes as they came instead of having to constantly run back and forth. So instead of like having a pile of toys on the counter, I was like, all right, whatever, throw a few in my pocket, put some under the area under the register. After everything cooled down, I started like taking the toys out of my pocket, and my manager saw me. He's like, oh, were you trying to steal that, Josh? I'm like, no. And I tried to explain the situation to him, or her at the time, but I think later on that day, like maybe like half an hour, 40 minutes later, they're like, oh yeah, we're no longer in need of your services anymore because you were trying to steal from the company. And I'm like, I wasn't trying to steal. I told you what I did and why. I had no intention of taking that stuff home. But that's how that happened. And then my next job at the grocery store, I got fired for stealing again. And how that happened, what they would usually do if you wanted to get something from the store, like let's say I wanted like, I don't know, a box of Hot Pockets or whatever, but I didn't have cash on me, I could just have it deducted from my next paycheck. So I did that every now and then. Just if I forgot to bring lunch or something, it was like whatever, couple bucks to have lunch or whatever. Usually my buddy in the that worked in the deli would hook me up. But I did that. I got like one of those like little banquet meals, like the crappy like chicken fried steaks or whatever with gravy and like mashed potatoes and whatever. I got one of those. The custom was, if you wanted to do that, you'd bring it to the register and be like, hey, just have them take it out of my paycheck, and then you were pretty much good after that. You put in, like, your employee number or whatever it was at the time, mm-hmm. You'd be good to go. I did that, went on my break, and then went back to work, and my manager at the time pulled me to the side and said, hey, I don't remember the guy's name, I'm just going to call him Ryan, but Ryan said you, like, stole that food, and I was like, no, I didn't steal it. You can see on the camera. And he told me I was good. Like I told him the whole process, like how we do things. And he's like, oh, no, you didn't pay for it. There's no record of it in the system. I'm like, you can see that I can pay for it right now in cash if you want. Because that's not the point. You were stealing. I'm like, but I... So it was like a minor argument. And then I was basically just, again, fired that day for stealing. So, it was funny because I think it was once I started working at the YMCA before, like while I was in college, I actually ran into my old manager from that grocery store, and he had gotten like fired for like, I don't remember if it was like doing drugs at work or like taking pills at work or something, or some shit, and then he was working at the grocery, like at a different grocery store that I was at the time. Like, I was getting, like, breakfast sausage to cook or whatever that day. And he's like, oh, hey, how's it going? It was just weird running into that guy. So, anything that comes to mind in current events or news that strikes your interest?
Really?
I'm moving on to the next subject. I've been talking about Oreos, food, and getting fired for BS reasons.
George Floyd was murdered. And apparently a couple hours ago, the cop was convicted of third-degree murder. I mean, it still doesn't really do any justice, but I thought Minnesota had the death penalty.
I actually have no idea if they have the death penalty, so...
That's just straight neglect and disregard of another human being.
Yep. Like I said, like I mentioned earlier today, like, the way I was taught, if you hurt someone arresting them, you shoot them, you pays them or whatever to render care afterwards until they're out of there or whatever the case is. But like, the thing I don't get is, like, it's good that the cop is being taken care of and, like, being prosecuted for murder and all that, because it was clear as day. But I've never understood how, no matter what the issue is, whether it's race, politics, religion, or whatever, how there's always, even if the answer is clear cut as 1 + 1 = 2, there's always a group of people that say, no, it's not 2, it's fucking 3, and here's why, even though you know they're wrong. And they just refute that to the day they die. You know what I mean?
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, I get it, but what does that have anything to do with the George Floyd situation? Oh, well, the people looting.
Like, how they try to justify that destroying a business and ruining people's lives and all that other stuff. Oh, hey, let's burn down an AutoZone or Target and all this other stuff and put these people out of work that were already out of work or were struggling to get by. And now, oh no, now they don't have jobs and now they have to deal with that whole situation. Tell me how that brings justice for anyone. But then you get the comments from people, oh, yeah, you people that are upset about the rioting, and then they're like, oh no, you shouldn't riot, but we're all butthurt about someone kneeling over the national anthem. Like, did I disagree with like the guy about Colin Kaepernick and kneeling up during the national anthem to protest police brutality? Did I find it disrespectful? Yes. But it's within his right to do so, and therefore I didn't care that much. I disagreed with it, but it's his right to do so, so I didn't care. He used his platform to bring up an issue. But...
yeah, but it was the wrong time. I don't agree with that.
But then, like, with these... like, destroying, burning down your town isn't going to help anybody. All it's going to do is raise your town's taxes and, like, screw a bunch of people over. And it doesn't help anybody to destroy shit. Like, I get that sometimes violence is, like, the only way to get through to people, but that's not how you do things to bring justice to someone.
I'm actually really disappointed because...
there's now National Guards being involved.
No, like, I shared it on Facebook earlier, but they had the stage. The world was listening. Everyone was against those officers that killed him. Everyone was on this, like, on his, George Floyd's side. And, like, literally the world was listening. And all they're going to do is loot and burn things down.
There's nothing, there's nothing wrong with, like, the whole protesting that, like, the normal protesting that they were doing. It's when they got violent is when I had an issue.
Yeah.
Like, I know half of these people that are, like, taking like 10 TVs out of Target or stealing shoes from Foot Locker. You're literally using this event and protest as an excuse to get a bunch of free shit and then and or sell it to other people afterwards. Once everything's over. Like, I don't get how that honors a man that I guarantee most of the people that are rioting don't even know. They only know, I guarantee most of the people that are writing didn't know who he was until the incident happened. But what do I know? I'm a white guy and I only I don't know any struggle. I've never known struggle and are incapable of struggle. Oh wait, yes I do.
I was gonna say, you know damn well that is not how this household works.
Oh, not even the household. I'm just saying, growing up, I knew struggle. I grew up in a struggle.
Yeah, but your dad did a pretty damn good job of raising a good man.
Oh, he did, despite, like, growing up in the ghetto of Las Vegas for a good chunk of my life, being robbed at gunpoint a few times, knife point a few times, having my bike stolen, being beaten up by, like, I mean, I can't really say a gang, but, like, a gang of, like, random kids and just wanting to steal my backpack, and, like, other shit like that. Or, like, oh, you're the scrawny, nerdy white kid at the school, like, I get picked on for just having fucking glasses and shit. Like, I grew up in a predominantly, like, Black and Hispanic school, so I grew up as a minority, so I know what a struggle is like. And, like, it wasn't even about the race thing, it was just financially, like, my dad struggled to take care of me and my brother, but he took care of us. I didn't grow up in a nice neighborhood most of my life. I grew up with houses that had bars on all the windows to keep people out. Like, you had, like, even our front door, like, that extra door we have, it was, like, pretty much almost, like, a solid metal door to keep people out and stuff. Like, that's the environment I grew up in. Well, but again, I'm white, and I don't know struggle, or don't know how that works. I mean, I've never had any free handouts. I've always worked to get to where I'm at. Like, I don't even ask you for help, even when I need it.
We're a team.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you gonna do? Well, besides that guy and the riots, anything else come to mind that you've seen in news?
His name was George Floyd.
I can remember. Like half the name, so I just said Floyd, I think.
Sorry, dog.
Anything else come to mind that you saw interesting in the news or world events?
Coronavirus is.
Coronavirus! I mean, it's.
It's still out there, people are still sick, and everyone's like, oh, well, we can wear face masks, so. We're gonna be okay, so now all of these people are out on the roads, and...
I mean, even using the thing in Minneapolis again. Minneapolis, I guarantee, is gonna have a huge spike in coronavirus cases after this.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like two days to 2 weeks before anyone even shows symptoms.
Either that or just... It's not going to be reported.
One thing about like all the looting and everything, like one thing I really don't understand, the one time in history as our generation knows, the one time you're allowed to wear sunglasses and a mask in a store, all these people that are looting have no face masks on.
Yeah, a lot of the videos I see of people taking stuff, like, they're either not wearing masks or they're like half-assing it and they're like not covering their faces and stuff. Because, like, even if it is a protest going on, or riots, you're still committing crime. You're still stealing, you're still committing arson, burglary.
Looting is not a protest.
No, I'm just saying the looting and rioting is part of the protest, even though it's not supposed to be. Because it's happening at the same time. My point is, like, they're on video, they're still committing a crime. They can still be prosecuted for theft, because there's literal proof of who you are right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally walking out of the store with TVs, free shoes from Foot Locker, and like, just like knocking over.
Is Foot Locker still a store?
Yeah, Foot Locker's still a business, I think, if I remember correctly. I'm surprised they're still in business, but Foot Locker is still around. Kind of like Arby's. I don't know how Arby's is still in business, but apparently there's enough people like me that like Arby's that keep it in business.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. You want to try to call it?
Call what?
I think that's anything else you want to talk about, or do you want to end it?
That was everything that you wanted to know.
I mean, I've got nothing else. So, everyone, have a good time, have a good night, and enjoy yourselves.